Okay, good morning. Welcome to the January 25th regular meeting of the San Luis Obispo County Planning Commission. Ramona, would you please call the roll? Sorry.
Commissioner Brown?
Here.
Commissioner Campbell?
Here.
Commissioner Hawkins?
Here.
Chairman Moltari?
Here.
Please let the record indicate Commissioner Harrison is absent.
And before we go on, we just hope that Jim has a speedy and full recovery from his illness. It sounded kind of serious. Thank you. It's traditional that we start our meetings with a flag salute. Would you join me, please, in that?
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, now's the portion of the meeting where members of the public can address the commission on items that are not on the agenda. Is there anybody who wants to speak to the commission on such matters? Seeing none, we can move on then to the planning staff updates.
Hi. Good morning, commissioners. Karen Nall with the planning staff. Looking ahead at your next agenda, we have another pretty short agenda. We just have one item. It's a cell site. That would be the February 8th. Agenda after that, February 22nd, another relatively light agenda. We have a parcel map and conditional use permit in the Templeton area. It's a follow-up to a general plan amendment that your commission saw some months ago. The other item is the Marinai, if I'm pronouncing that correct. It's the hotel in Napomo that your commission conditioned. So that's the two items for February 22nd. And then we really don't have anything scheduled beyond that at this time.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Oh, yes.
I was wondering if staff would care to continue that one very short that first meeting that you spoke of. Is that possible or probable?
Meaning the February 8th?
Yeah, you said there was one thing on the agenda.
It's already noticed and scheduled, so,
oh.
Yeah.
Okay, our next item is the consent agenda. We have just the one item, which was our December meeting minutes. Any changes, additions, suggestions?
I move approval of the consent agenda.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. That brings us to our hearings. Our first hearing is a cell tower CUP. Ramona, you want to introduce that item, please?
A continued request by Debbie Vineyards LLC and AT&T Mobility for a conditional use permit. County file number DRC 2016-00045. Supervisorial District Number 1, Project Manager Holly Phipps.
Thank you. Before we start, is there any ex parte communications on this item?
I did a drive-by of the property that fronts Branch Road.
Okay. Anybody come? Very good. Staff report, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman Moltari and members of the Planning Commission. Holly Phipps, Project Manager. Before us today is a request by Debbie Vineyards, LLC, and AT&T Mobility for a conditional use permit to allow the construction and operation of a wireless communications facility consisting of 12 panel antennas, two microwave dishes, antenna support equipment that will be installed within a 60-foot-tall fake eucalyptus tree. The project also includes ground equipment that includes, but is not limited to, a diesel emergency backup generator, all located within an approximate 600-square-foot lease area, surrounded by an 8-foot-tall wood panel fence. The applicant is requesting a modification of ordinance standards, limiting a fence to 6.5 feet to allow an 8-foot-tall fence, and another modification that of ordinance standards that structures be located no closer than 30 feet to a rear property line to allow a 9-foot setback. The proposed project will result in approximately 15,000 square feet of disturbance on approximately 79-acre parcel. The proposed project is located at 3200 Branch Road, approximately half a mile northeast of Branch Road in the Union intersection, which is right here, and approximately 2 miles east of Paso Robles. The proposed project is located in the agricultural land use category and is located within the El Pomar Australia sub-area and the North County planning area. The facility will be constructed within a fenced enclosure surrounded by an 8-foot-tall wooden fence. Access will be from a 15-foot-wide ag road from Branch Road, and the site is right here, highlighted in green. This slide is highlighting the lease area, and we can see the array of the panel antennas in the dish, microwave dish, and the lease area. And then over here, we see the elevation of the fake eucalyptus tree. This photo simulation is viewed from Cabernet Place, and the broad leaf eucalyptus tree kind of blends in with the existing vegetation, as you see skylined here in the distance. This project is approximately 2,600 feet east of Branch Road, and again, from this location, the tallest thing of the cell site is that you would see is the monoeuc. And it again, it's right here, blending in with existing vegetation. As viewed from Inversion Place, it's about 650 feet north of Inversion Place, and it stands out a little more here, but it still blends in. This slide shows the map of the proposed coverage area that would be provided by the communication facility. This communications facility would provide high-speed broadband services that is mostly unserved in this area. With that, staff is recommending approval of the mitigated negative declaration and approval of the conditions of the conditional use permit based on the findings listed in Exhibit A and the conditions listed in Exhibit B. Staff is available for questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions for staff at this time before we open the public hearing?
I have a question of staff.
Yes.
Thank you. Can you speak to the purpose of the reduced setback? Is it just to have more utilization of the site in general?
Yes. Anyone else?
Let me back up to a different slide here. This is a good one. The findings we made for a reduced setback was this whole property is in vineyards. And so when I talked to the agent about locating it so that it would meet setback requirements, they would be required to take out vineyards. There is an existing telecommunication site, a very small one, located in this area. So it would be situated in the same area. Again, due to the proximity and from the nearest neighbor that is approximately 300 feet away and where this is situated, you wouldn't really be able to see the fence.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions for staff? Okay. With that, we'll open the public hearing. And is there a representative or the applicant? And could you also, before you leave, fill out one of those speaker slips?
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Jerry Ambrose. I'm here on behalf of AT&T. I don't have anything to add to staff's
presentation. I'm here to answer any questions.
Okay. Are there any questions for Mr. Ambrose? Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anybody else who'd like to talk about this particular item today? Okay, seeing none, I'll close the public hearing and bring it back to the commissioners.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve this item, adopt the mitigated neg dec in accordance with the applicable provisions of the California Environmental Quality Act, and approve conditional use permit DRC 20160045 based on the findings.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? If not, Ramona, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Brown?
Aye.
Commissioner Hawkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Campbell?
Yes.
Chairman Moltari?
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Our second hearing this morning is a request to amend a development building envelope. And Ramona, would you introduce that item, please?
Item number three is a request by Broski LLC to amend a building envelope on parcel four of recorded tract 1931. County file number SUB 2017-00022. Project supervisorial district number four, project manager Stephanie Fuse.
Thank you. Staff report.
Good Thanks. Morning, Chairperson, members of the commission. Stephanie Fuse from County Planning. As was stated, this project is a request for a track map amendment. This amendment would enlarge the building envelope from approximately 3/4 acre to 2.5 acres on a 5-acre parcel. This would be located on lot four of track 1931. Track 1931 is a 12-lot subdivision that was approved in 1999, recorded in 2002. The building envelopes were put in place primarily for botanical resources and visual resources. So the project is located off of Cimarron Road, just north of Thompson Road, north of the community of Napomo. And the project site is located in the residential rural land use category. And this is an aerial photo showing the proposed building envelope. This is the existing building envelope and then the proposed building envelope. Well, the next aerial is from 2003, kind of right about when it was recorded, showing the tree cover that was present at that time. And then going back a little further, sorry, this is so grainy, that's just the way it is, showing the tree canopy really hasn't changed in almost 20 years. And then I have a few site photos for you. This is from Cimarron Way, looking west, kind of going down where the proposed driveway would be going. And this is from the road looking east, coming down from Cimarron Way. And this is another vantage point. This is, again, coming down off of Cimarron Way. This is showing the part of the existing and the proposed building envelope on the eastern part of the property. And this is looking down the road. This is part of the proposed envelope, and then going in this way would be part of the proposed envelope as well. And again, another view of the road and then going towards the proposed envelope. And this is actually on the kind of the southern part of the property looking east. And this would be going into the proposed building envelope from that side. And then a little further up, the proposed driveway and then the building envelope would be kind of in this area. And this is a view from the road looking southeast. And this is a site plan that shows kind of where the proposed buildings will be located. So they are proposing a potential workshop, the primary residence, a secondary dwelling. So with that, staff is recommending approval of the track map amendment subject to the findings and the conditions with the addition of a condition six regarding water conservation measures, and that the commission adopt the ND addendum prepared for the project.
Very good. Thanks. Before we continue, is there any ex parte communications that we need to? Okay. Any questions then of staff?
Yes, I have one. I'm good pictures delineate it fairly well, but I just wanted to ascertain from my own mind that it will involve not removing any oak trees. They'll just work around these open
areas.
It's not a square block or anything. It kind of weaves through the oak trees.
Right. There will be some impacts probably.
Oak trimming and stuff, I'm sure. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but there were the clearings are about 5,000 square feet, those one in amongst the oak trees.
Right. I thought that there was somewhere I read that a couple of oak trees may be lost.
For the driveway. It appeared, let me see if I can go back to that photo, the first one. If we can go back to that. So from this view, the proposed driveway would go through here, so this one and potentially this one might be coming out.
Commissioner Brown? Oh, I'm sorry.
Stephanie, I might point out that page 28 of 29 is a map of Nacimiento Lake Drive and Camp Roberts.
Uh-oh. Well, that's not right.
Mr. Brown.
Yes, thank you. I see that the South County Advisory Group did weigh in on this from the front page anyways. What was their findings? And secondarily, I wonder if we could get on all staff reports if an advisory group has looked at a project, if that could be part of what we get. So there's two things. What did the advisory group say about that?
We typically do add that. That's part of your staff report.
Is it?
Yeah.
In here?
We always got it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a standard part of the... It's towards the end of the staff report where we note all the referral agencies and if they had any comments.
All right. I'll look for it then.
And I could add that... I was in attendance for the South County Advisory Council. I'm the liaison. So they didn't have any concerns. They didn't raise any issues. So basically, they supported the project.
Okay. And just to clarify, the purpose of the delineation of building envelopes was twofold. One was visual, and the other was biological. And it appears to me from the site visit that I did there and looking around that you can't really view this very well from 101 or other public rights of way. And two, there was another botanical report that assures us that there are no special status species that would be lost by the change of this. Is that correct?
There was a botanical report done at the time the map was recording, and it found Wells's manzanita on some of the surrounding lots, but not on this parcel.
On this one.
And I'm not a botanist, but I do know manzanita, and I didn't really see any in the areas where there would be potential structures or grading.
Okay. Any other questions of staff? Okay, we're going to open the public hearing on this item then. If there's a representative or an applicant, you get to go first. Sir, come on up. And I would ask that people who would like to address the commission, there's a speaker slip. If you could just fill it out, it's just for your name and where you're from, that would be helpful for our records. Sir.
Santa Barbara.
And your name?
Steve Sigelski.
Thank you.
This is just a simple... We bought this property and we saw where the building envelope was, a little kidney-shaped thing, and it required the removal of some trees. Went out to there up the site, and I asked the planning commission or the San Luis Obispo planning building to come out and take a look at it before I did anything. And once we looked at it, the best place to build the houses and the structures was more in the middle of the property. And so we just petitioned to have them come out and take a look at it, and it just makes sense to... make it bigger. I bought another property that's right next door, and three-quarters of it is a building envelope. So this had just a very small thing, and I think now with this, if you guys can approve this, we don't have to take down any trees. All the oaks will remain, and we'll build on more of a level surface.
Okay. Any questions from the commissioners? Nope. Thank you very much.
Thank
and
you.
If you'd fill out a form, that would be great. Thanks. Anybody else like to address the commission on this item? Okay, seeing no one, then I'll close the public hearing and bring it back to the commissioners. Commissioner Campbell, your lights, you're on. I don't know if you want to speak.
Oh.
Mr. Brown?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to approve this item. Find SUB 2017 2022 consistent with the mitigated neg deck, adopt previously adopted, and approve SUB 201722 to amend the building envelope for Lot 4 of Tract 1931 based on the findings in Exhibit A and B.
And does this include the additional condition 6 that the staff recommended to us this morning?
Yes.
Okay, is there a second to that?
I'll second that.
Okay, is there any discussion on the motion? I just have one comment, and that is these kinds of things, I have two thoughts. One is that we take these building envelopes seriously, but on the other hand, if we find out in the future that there is no good public policy reason for maintaining them, then these kinds of amendments are reasonable. So I'll support the motion. Any other comments? Okay. Would you call the roll, please, Ramon?
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Hawkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Campbell?
Yes.
Chairman Moltari?
Yes. Thank you. All right. This brings us to our final hearing item for the morning. And this is also an amendment to a building envelope in a previously approved tract. Would you introduce the item, please, Ramona?
Item number 4 is a request by Morgan and Kim Wilson to enlarge the building envelope established for Lot 32 of Tract 2270. County file number SUB 2016-00086. Supervisorial District Number 2, Brandy Cummings, Project Manager.
Thank you. Ex parte communications? I have one. I was out doing my usual site reconnaissance for an item, and I did run into the owners of the property, and they relayed to me some background, and I encouraged them to come and pass it on to the entire commission, and I think they're here today. So, is there an applicant or a representative that would like to... I'm sorry. We're doing the staff report. I'm jumping ahead. Brandy.
Good morning. Brandy Cummings. So this project is another request to expand an existing building envelope. This particular property is a 2.73-acre parcel out on Via Laguna Vista, just outside the city of San Luis Obispo. It's Lot 32 of Tract 2270, which is the COG Partnerships Tract, which was recorded back in 2004. An EIR for the tract was certified in 2003 by the Board of Supervisors. The amendment in front of you would increase the existing building envelope by approximately 3,900 square feet. The existing building envelope is a little over 17,000 square feet, and this would bump that up to just over 21,000 square feet. So it's an increase of a 15% buildable area to an 18% buildable area on the property. There are various easements on the proposed amendment area that were established through the EIR and original subdivision, drainage, slope, and open space easements. The drainage easement was established in part due to the steep slopes of the surrounding area. During the tract improvements that happened with Tract 2270, a drop inlet was actually installed. I'm going to skip ahead here to make it a little easier to see. A drop inlet and culvert were actually installed during the tract improvement phase. This was after the drainage easement was recorded. And that actually picks up the drainage from Via Laguna Vista and carries it. Get my cursor going there. Carries it through the property to the drainage channel downstream. And we'll come back to this slide. The slope easement, again, it's due to geographical constraints, partially for road maintenance. It's adjacent to the road. And then also because of the steep slopes at the time, there were concerns with the wastewater discharge. We had other issues in this area with daylighting due to the soil formation and slopes. And then for the entire tract, everything that was not in a drainage slope or other easement was placed into an open space easement to protect any potential sensitive species in the remainder of the tract. This area is scattered with serpentine rock formations, and most of the botanical resources in this area are related to the serpentine rock. The applicant did have an updated bio report for the proposed amendment area, and the biologist did not find any native plant or wildlife communities in the proposed amendment area and did not think that this amendment would affect any other species in the area or the serpentine rock outcropping formation. And we did prepare an EIR addendum for this project. So as I mentioned, this is just outside the city of San Luis Obispo, across from Laguna Lake. It's off of Via Laguna Vista, which is accessed via Diablo Drive. It's off of LOVR. The property is zoned residential suburban. It was a 32-lot subdivision originally, and this is one of the two lots that's not contiguous with the rest of the tract. An aerial view photo of the site. So you can see the existing residential structure here, and the proposed amendment area would be in this area. If you look closely, you can see part of the drainage channel that runs through the property. And then a serpentine rock formation is just outside of the property boundary. And this map, I know there's a lot going on here. This is the proposed amendment map with all the constraints, so I'll walk you through this. This blue area is the existing building envelope, and as you can see, the existing single-family residence currently dominates the majority of that building envelope. There are two inactive fault buffers that run through the property, the light purple color here. The serpentine rock formation, one of the other ones, is located towards the rear of the property. The EIR did call for a 150-foot buffer, so that's what the green circle indicates. The orange area is the proposed building envelope expansion area, and you can see the yellow area here is the current drainage easement. And then it didn't show up very well, but there is a slope easement along this portion right here. There's a dotted line. It's kind of hard to see. And here we have a street view of the existing residence and then this proposed amendment area. And you can see to the rear of the drainage channel. And the drop inlet drops out back here, picks up drainage from the street. Staff is recommending approval of the proposed amendment and approval of the EIR addendum. Staff does have an amendment to the findings, if I may. And that is just to restate four of the map amendment findings pursuant to our Title 21 Real Property Division Ordinance. Some of them are incorporated into the other findings, but it's just easier to call them out like this.
Very good. Comments from the commissioners? Questions?
What is the zoning right now?
Residential suburban.
And the new building envelope, is that going to be a house or...
The applicant at this point has indicated they'd like to build an accessory structure, so a workshop or a detached garage type of structure.
Garage, okay. So this is really, as I guess all requests for building envelope changes, this is not really a permit to build that. It's just allocating the...
No, they will need to come in for a construction permit right. To build the accessory structure.
Right.
Okay. Any other questions of staff at this time? Okay, then I'm going to open the public hearing, and if the applicant or the applicant's representative here, this would be a good time to speak. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Morgan Wilson, one of the owners, and my wife sitting there. Thank you for having us here. I don't know the right terms for this, but essentially we were going to put a small structure studio on within the build envelope, and we found out that the street culvert went through our build envelope. So we just proposed a land swap where we would provide the necessary amendments to the easement to give it, you know, for the culvert and just do a land swap so we could build next to it. And just a small studio and workshop structure.
Okay. Any questions? Thanks for coming and explaining
right,
that.
Thank you. I'll fill out the brown form too.
Thank you. Hello.
Good morning. Commissioners, staff, thank you for the presentation. Emily Baranek with Above Grade Engineering, agent for the applicant. We're here to answer any technical questions you might have.
I had just one question, and I talked about this when I was out at the site. I want to be clear, and I think I would recommend a condition that no grading or deposition of fill would occur in the drainage outside the building envelope.
Certainly, yeah, okay. Absolutely. The structure that's planned is has a small footprint, fits within that, and the grading activities could, I think, be constrained within that easily.
And they would be within the area that's currently fenced, is that correct?
I believe so, yes. I believe that the entire expansion area fits within the existing fenced space.
Very good. Okay. Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'll bring it back to the... Anybody else? I didn't think so. I'll bring it back to the commission then for a discussion. I would just say, having gone out there, I did, and I do try to go to all the sites. I don't always do it, but I try to. And this one was interesting that outside the area that the area that they want to put their studio in is currently fenced and is filled with non-native vegetation primarily. There's one manzanita in there that I saw that seemed like it was planted. But outside that fence line, there's bunch grass and other native grasses. So I think it would be important that we keep them within what they want to do and that there be no deposition of soils in the drainage area. So if maybe we could have that as a condition added, and I'm sure it's acceptable. It sounds like it's acceptable to the applicants.
I probably should have mentioned this. It was in my head, but they are working with Public Works to amend those easements.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There it is. Thank you. So, any other comments, questions? Is there a motion?
Yes, I will move to approve amendment to additional map, sheet 2 and 3 in book 24, page 22 of maps, sub 2016-00086, and including the findings listed in Exhibit A and the conditions listed in Exhibit B and the addition of item D16 condition that's just been written.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, so there's a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion?
I just wanted to say that was really helpful to hear from the applicant that what they wanted to do was within their original footprint or envelope, and to keep the easement, the inlet access available, they wanted to move. So thank you for that.
Let's switch. Very good. Any other comments? Okay, Ramon, would you call the roll, please? This
one. Commissioner Campbell.
Yes.
Commissioner Hawkins.
Yes.
Commissioner Brown.
Yes.
Chairman Moltari.
Yes. Thank you. Good luck. Okay. That concludes our items for today. And so...
I'd like to make a motion that we accept all documents and testimony into the record.
Okay.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. We are adjourned.